Well, the Spurs have punched their tickets to the NBA's Western Conference Finals. On the hardwood last night in Los Angeles, Tony Parker hit two consecutive baskets in the final 2 minutes, finishing with 17 points and 6 boards, as the Spurs rallied to knock out the Clippers 102-99. The Spurs, who've won 18 straight games, advanced to the conference finals, where they await the winner of the Thunder-Lakers series. In Indiana, LeBron James poured in 40 points, grabbed 18 boards, and dished out 9 assists to lead the Heat to a 101-93 win over the Pacers. This Eastern Conference semifinal series is even at 2 games apiece. To the NHL postseason on the ice in Los Angeles. Shane Doan tallied twice and Mike Smith stopped all 36 shots as the Coyotes stayed alive in the Western Conference Finals, avoiding a 4-game sweep by blanking the Kings 2-0. Los Angeles still leads, though, 3-1. In other NHL news, the Rangers will be without Brandon Prust for tonight's Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Devils. Prust has been suspended 1 game for his elbow to the head of Anton Volchenkov in Game 3. The Rangers lead this series 2-1. To baseball, in interleague action, Ryan Ludwig ripped a solo shot and added a 2-run double as Cincinnati took the rubber match of a 3-game set from the Yankees 5-2. David Wright went 2-for-4, driving in 2, as the Mets edged Toronto 6-5. Detroit dropped Pittsburgh 4-3, Atlanta shut out Tampa Bay 2-0, Washington routed Baltimore 9-3, Miami topped Cleveland 5-3, Texas bounced Houston 6-1, Arizona blanked Kansas City 2-0, Milwaukee blasted Minnesota 16-4, the White Sox shut out the Cubs 6-0, Oakland dumped San Francisco 6-2, Seattle got by Colorado 6-4, San Diego held off the Angels 3-2-13, and Jared Saltalamacchia launched a 3-run bomb as Boston downed Philadelphia 5-1. In the lone NL game, the Dodgers rallied to beat St. Louis 6-5. And in golf, Jason Duffner sank a 25-foot birdie putt on the final hole for a 1-stroke win at the Byron Nelson Championship. The win is his second in 3 weeks. Duffner's winning putt wrapped up a closing 3-under-67 for an 11-under, one ahead of Dickie Pride. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.